So we're going to talk about the three different statements that are going to be on the ballot on November 4th. First of all, let's talk about the $22.5 million general obligation bond and what this is for.
Yeah, so this is for some of the projects that are most needed in our district. We spent a lot of time and research over the last year figuring out a 10-year plan on what's needed, and the general bond covers renovation of the elementary school. It also covers a project at Schuler in the middle school to give not only cafeteria space but flex space for the kids. They feed a ton of kids right now in the Schuler gym space. They have to start lunch super early in the morning. And this new space is gonna allow kids to eat and then be able to use throughout the day for alternative learning areas. It also provides secure entrances at all of our buildings, which of course is of utmost importance as well. What else am I missing, Beth?
Additional things at the high school would be classrooms, mm-hmm. renovation of CTE classrooms, science classrooms, media center, update that so it becomes, again, more of a flexible space so it has a variety of uses all day long for students. So I kind of think of the GEO bond as the board's project of anything that deals with academics, so learning during the day.
Yes. Yeah.
And even after school. So it covers all those renovations and additions.
And what about the $18.5 million sales tax revenue bond?
Yeah, that covers a field house or multi-use space that, you know, I think our town is in definite need of as well, not only for housing sports practices, but you know, I've been to a lot of different towns with all my kids and their athletic activities, but also choir and band, and boy, we could hold a lot of events and competitions in our town if we had a space like this, which would also generate income, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for the kids and the school.
I look at the multi-purpose practice space, or we could call it a field house, as an additional area for kids to use throughout the day. So from 6:30 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night, it's a space that can be used as a classroom in addition to just practice and, you know, an auxiliary gym. I was thinking the other day that, trying to think of different schools around us that have just one gym at their high school facility. Most have two gyms,
yes.
So a competition gym and an auxiliary gym. So this gives the district students and even the community a place that they can have multi events held at one site. And then even our youth programs can use that practice space for all the practices and games that they seem to need too.
Yeah, it also contains the new weight room. And some additional classrooms, mm-hmm. some storage space. So it's really going to be a great use building.
I know one of the questions you guys have probably gotten a lot is why not using the sales tax revenue for the other projects? And can you kind of explain that?
I'll kind of take the lead on that. So the board's been working on this building project and all the information and narrowing it down to high priority things that need to be done for the district. And their financial advisor had said, you know, you can spend so much money. And at first they were going to spend, oh gosh, $28 million on just GEO bonds and then reduce the save tax to $12 million. And they thought, well, that's an extra burden on the taxpayers. How can we do it differently to lower the tax impact on the community, but still get our $40 million project completed? So the advisor said, you know, you could divide it out and do a $22.5 mil on a GEO bond, and that would take care of all the academic stuff, and then an $18.5 on the save bond, and then it kind of makes it clean. And so I've heard the board say often they don't believe that on the save bond it's going to be 18.5, but they have the ability to ask and use that much money. Now, are they going to use 18.5? I don't think so.
I don't think so. You know, it certainly wouldn't be our goal to use all of that money, but you can only ask for it once. So that was the maximum amount that we felt comfortable that we could spend. So it's more like asking to be able to spend that much, but I don't think that would be the goal to reach that number. I think we could, you know, everything's conceptual at this time. And, I think we can still get all of our wants with a better price tag.
One thing to add with that. So if the board went the other way and flipped it and said, let's use 18.5 on that save bond and only do kind of the academic projects, the renovation additions mm-hmm. at Washington, secure entrances, additional classrooms, science classroom, CTE, all the renovations, 18.5 would not cover that. So they would have to pare down mm-hmm. those high priority things and decide what's most important. Well, in their mind, everything was important. So they wanted to be able to do all of that $40 million project. And this is what they were advised to do.
Speaking for the whole board, you know, we all strongly feel that each one of these projects is very important. And we want to get them done and get them done once and done right.
Another thing they're going to be voting on is a revenue purpose statement. And what's kind of the difference that sets this aside here?
Revenue purpose statements, the legislature of Iowa has said, school districts, you have to go to your patrons and gain permission through a vote. And if they give that affirmative vote, then it gives the board the ability, the authority to make decisions on how to use that save fund. If the patrons say no or they vote against and they don't pass it by a 50% margin, then the board cannot use that money. And it's delegated to the legislature decides how that money is going to be spent in Atlantic. Well, we want local control.
That's a new ruling since last time we did a bond. Is that correct?
I think it's been less than 10 years.
I don't think maybe 2019 it passed.
Well, the board had, they still have the ability to use that money until 2027.
Okay.
So we're coming up on the deadline expiration date on this revenue purpose statement. So the board still has the ability to use that money, but we, in the board decided, oh gosh, a year or two ago that it needs to be placed on the ballot and it just didn't get done last year. So it's been there, it just didn't happen. Last November on the ballot. So the board still has 2 years left on the revenue purpose statement. So,
okay. All right, tax impacts. Can you kind of briefly, I know you talked a little bit about it, but talk about, especially with the general obligation bonds.
With the GO bond, it is going to increase your taxes by $1.10. And so the board's goal through discussion and work has always been to try to keep it very similar to what it's been this year, even last year. So they're trying to keep it a very neutral. It's not necessarily neutral, but they just want to keep it a very low increase on property taxes. So you could go to the school district's website and there is a link that has bond referendum. If you go to that site, you can enter in your property valuation and see what that impact would be.
All right, and a couple more town hall meetings coming up that people can give the input. And
we're down to our last two. So tonight we have one at the middle school. It is from 4 to 5:30, and you're welcome to come in and listen to more information on the building project and bond referendum. And then tomorrow night we're having one at Washington Elementary, and so you'll get to come into the buildings and see what our schools look like on the inside.
All right. Anything else you guys want to add?
You know, if anything, get out and vote. We encourage everybody to vote. And it's important for people to have their opinion, and it's done through vote. So,
okay. I agree.